Hey, loser. Heard you got dumped by your girlfriend. Well, ex-girlfriend now, I suppose. I guess I shouldn't be too surprised considering she's way out of your league. Oh, come on. Don't get me wrong, you're cute and all, but you're not really the strong and manly type. So, did she tell you why? I bet it had something to do with your performance in bed. She definitely looks like the type of girl that requires a strong, dominant man to blow her back out. Someone who can satisfy her needs. Someone unlike you. You're just kind of wimpy. Too weak and submissive to please her. Her new boyfriend, though, holy shit. Oh, she didn't tell you? Oh, wow. Okay, well, she's dating this super hot guy from her class now, and he's, like, super tall. Definitely taller than you, and stronger, too, by the looks of it. He's confident and assertive, and God, I bet his dick is amazing, too. They hooked up, like, immediately after you broke up, too. I mean, I can't really blame her. Imagine all the pent-up sexual frustration she must have had after not getting properly fucked for so long. Must have felt so liberating for her to finally dump you. And, by the way, have you seen her Insta? Okay, well, she posted some pics of herself kissing and making out with her new boyfriend just a few hours after dumping you. They're honestly so cute together. They're like a perfect match. Is this making you jealous? Aren't you happy that she found a real man that can actually please her? Because, let's be honest, you definitely can't. Seriously, when was the last time you made her come? Probably never. It must have been so exhausting for her to fake her orgasms all the time. But on the bright side, I bet he dicks her down so good. She probably likes it rough, too. I can imagine her with her legs wrapped around his strong body going, Daddy, Daddy, oh, you're so much bigger than my loser ex. Oh my god. Holy fuck. Dude, are you seriously getting hard from this? Fuck, that's so embarrassing. You actually got hard imagining your ex calling you a loser in front of her perfect stud of a boyfriend? Yikes. You're such a pathetic cuck for her, aren't you? Just admit it. You like to sit alone in your room and jerk off to her Insta posts while her boyfriend is in her room actually fucking her. Of course you do. And the fact that you're still friends with her makes it even more pathetic. Any other guy would have gotten over her by now, but not you. You just love her too much. And unfortunately for you, she just doesn't see you as anything more than just friends. She's got another boyfriend now. Someone who can treat her right. Someone stronger, hotter, more dominant. Someone who's not a complete fucking loser like you. But at least you're such a good friend for buying her those restaurant gift cards for her birthday. Her and her boyfriend had a romantic dinner date, and when they got home together, she thanked you by sucking his cock. You basically paid for your ex to go on a date with her new boyfriend. Doesn't get any more pathetic than that. But you'd happily do it again, right? Because that's what good friends do. You don't mind paying for her drinks or for the dates she goes on with her boyfriend. You even like it. You jerk off to the thought of being her little friend-zone simp. It's good that you support their relationship, though. It shows her that you know your place. Oh, and that necklace you gave her for Valentine's Day. She threw it in the trash. She gets much nicer gifts from her boyfriend anyway. And he treats her way better than you ever could. And she knows that. She doesn't even think of you as her ex anymore. To her, you're nothing more than just a friend. Does it turn you on imagining her breaking your heart? Do you get hard thinking of her with another man? A better man? Well, if it makes you feel any better, she's way happier now that she's with someone else. She probably doesn't regret a thing. Dumping you was the best decision she ever made. Especially when she had such a strong and confident man waiting for her. And you want to know what I think? I think she gets off on breaking your heart, too. I bet she touches herself after leaving you on red on purpose. Either then, or she's too busy making love to her boyfriend to respond. She loves reminding you of your place as her loyal cuck by dropping hints. Remember when she accidentally sent you a pic of her cleavage asking her boyfriend to come and fuck her? Yeah, no, she definitely did that on purpose. To remind you of what you can't have. And the way she just so happens to take her birth control pills when you're around, making sure that you can see. I mean, come on, it's definitely to show you that her new boyfriend fucks her raw. To remind you that every time they make sweet love, she can feel his perfect dick grinding against her insides. I can see why she made you wear a condom. No, I would not want you inside me either. No doubt she got fucked on the side before she dumped you. She probably told her boyfriend how terrible you are making her come. How you're just too submissive and gentle with her. He probably knows you used to call her daddy during sex. But now she gets to call him daddy. She gets to be his submissive slut every time they fuck. Her boyfriend leaving red handprints on her ass as he pounds her. I just know the thought of that makes you so jealous. But here's the thing. I think you're not only jealous of him, but also jealous of her. Come on. Fucking admit it, loser. You kind of want to be in her place, don't you? You want to be his little bitch. You want to bend over for him and present your ass like a good girl. You beg nicely, maybe they'd let you join. You could be their little fluffer. Getting them ready for each other. Oh, it would be so cute. You can make their bed for them, get them water, shave her legs. Suck his cock. Oh, shit, you'd look so cute on your knees in front of him. Ready to service his perfect dick with your mouth. Your job would be to get him hard so he can fuck the shit out of your ex and make her scream in pleasure. And then you can kneel beside the bed and fucking watch. Maybe jerk off too if you're lucky. And when they're done, you can lick her clean like a good little puppy. I bet you'd suck her boyfriend's cock if she asked you to. You'll do anything she says. Anything just to gain her approval. But she's never gonna fuck you for it. However, if you do a good enough job, maybe she'll reward you with her used cum-stained panties. You can sniff them and jerk your little dick to her Insta while a real man makes her forget all about you. In fact, why don't you do that right now? You heard me, cuck. Open up your ex's Insta. You have it open? Good. Now open up the pic where she's kissing her boyfriend. Take a good look at it. Don't they look so cute together? With her lips pressed against his. When this pic was taken, they were in the club having fun while you sat in your room and jerked off. No doubt those lips were wrapped around his cock a few hours later after this pic was taken. This was the first pic she uploaded after you started following her on Insta, wasn't it? But she wanted to remind you who owns her. Remind you of how much fun she has with her new boyfriend. Maybe she wanted to give you a little something to stroke your pathetic little wimp dick to. She definitely knows how much of a loser you are, so that wouldn't surprise me. And that's exactly what you're doing right now, isn't it, cuck? You're jerking off to a picture of your precious little ex kissing her boyfriend. The same guy who took your girl. The guy she dumped you for. That's how pathetic you are. Let that sink in for a second. You must be close to coming right now, so go on. Admit defeat. Look deeply into that picture and imagine him railing her from behind just moments after they got home. Fuck. Think of how loud she moans for him. She's way more satisfied and happy with him. Spurt your load as you imagine how happy she is without you. Good boy.